Mr. Obama unveils his budget.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Later today, President Obama will announce a budget for next year that's expected to drive the deficit to a new record of $1.6 trillion. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our New York Bureau with a preview. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what do we know so far?
Well, there will be a lot of cuts in this budget. The White House says more than 120 programs will either be reduced or eliminated, saving about $20 billion. Those cuts reportedly include proposed cuts to NASA and the Army Corps of Engineers. But there will also be some increased spending, another $100 billion for a jobs package, as well as increases in education and spending for science research.
Now, Amy, the president has pledged to cut the deficit in half by 2013. How's he going to do that?
Well, he's counting on the economy to fully recover, which would mean less stimulus spending. And, of course, people and corporations would be paying more taxes. But also, as he said in his State of the Union address last week, he plans to freeze domestic spending for 3 years, with the exception of Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security and defense spending. And a lot is riding on this debt commission that the president plans to create, which would be a bipartisan group that would have to come up with hundreds of billions of dollars in more cuts.
Marketplace's Amy Scott reporting from New York. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
Within the president's new budget is more than $700 billion in military spending. Among the items being included in that budget, the controversial Joint Strike Fighter from Lockheed Martin. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports there are concerns the aircraft won't live up to its billing.
The Joint Strike Fighter is being touted as the new IT plane, designed for all branches of the military. Winslow Wheeler is a defense industry analyst at the Center for Defense Information. He's also one of the plane's most vocal critics. He says the Joint Strike Fighter is just too complicated and expensive, and the whole $300 billion program should be scrapped.
It's the most complex avionics ever devised by mankind. The writing of the software is not even complete, let alone the testing.
John Pike is director of globalsecurity.org. He says the Joint Strike Fighter is just experiencing normal growing pains.
Airplanes are sort of like kids growing up. They go through phases in which they don't look very promising and they look like they're more trouble than they're worth. But usually they tend to grow up and straighten out and fly right.
There is one thing Wheeler and Pike agree on. The plane's cost was wildly underestimated. They say that's because lawmakers wouldn't have approved the Joint Strike Fighter if they knew its true cost. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Toyota says it plans to give details later this morning about their planned fix for sticking gas pedals. They've recalled millions of vehicles for that. Let's check the numbers. Shares in Asia were mixed today. The Hang Seng added more than 0.5%. The Nikkei, however, was flat. Markets in Europe are flat right now as well, some up, some down. Wall Street would like to burn that page out of the calendar that says January. The S&P lost 3.7%. The Dow was off nearly 3.5% for the month. It closed Friday at 10,067. Bankers, regulators, and finance chiefs from all around the world ended talks over the weekend at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. They wanted to hammer out some global financial regulations. Marketplace wraps up its coverage of the events in Davos, and Stephen Beard reports the leaders didn't make a whole lot of headway.
The meeting was prompted by President Obama's plan to curb bonuses and crack down on risky bank practices. The fear is that if the restrictions are not universal, they won't work. Banks will just relocate to countries with a lighter regulatory regime. Executives from half a dozen major banks attended the meeting. They agreed on the overall need for global rules, but they didn't seem too keen on actual curbs. After the meeting, Joseph Ackerman, head of Deutsche Bank, spoke out. He said it's vital not to hamper the banks.
We need a strong financial sector to cover the real issues which are ahead of us, namely unemployment, secondly poverty, global imbalances, many other things.
Britain's finance chief, who was also at the meeting, warned against the dangers of dithering. He said we must act quickly. If we don't, we may lose the momentum for reform. In Davos, Switzerland, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The Tea Party protest movement is set to hold its first political convention in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday. But grassroots gotten pretty pricey. Tickets are $550. And if you want to just hear Sarah Palin speak, that's $350. As Brett Neely reports, it has a lot of Tea Partiers choking on their Earl Grey.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the Tea Party convention late last week. She worried that attending a for-profit event could violate House ethics rules. Other Tea Party supporters also backed out.
You know, we're concerned about the appearance of profiteering, exploitation of the grassroots movement. Simple as that.
Philip Glass heads the National Precinct Alliance, a Tea Party group.
The majority of the people, they're not going to attend a function where the ticket price is over $500.
Some Tea Partiers also worry that the Republican Party is taking over the movement. No surprise to political scientist Jack Pitney at Claremont McKenna College.
The Republican National Committee has had some difficulty raising money, and where other people might see Tea Party demonstrators as an exercise of democracy, the RNC may see a profit center.
The convention's organizer told Fox Business News that he simply wants to break even. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And finally, the job picture is brutal. Enough so in San Diego that the police department has laid off a lot of its animals. The entire mounted unit is being disbanded. Officers are being reassigned, and the horses are being auctioned off. Another way the economy's saddling some hard workers. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.